Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This business roundup is for Thursday, May 15th, 2025. First, let's talk about the impressive performance of the Australian Securities Exchange, which soared to an 11-week high. This considerable leap can largely be credited to a pause in U.S.-China tariff hikes, showing the ripple effects of global political decisions on our local economy. Leading the gains were the energy and tech sectors, with firms exposed to U.S.-China ties, such as Block and Zip, enjoying the adjusted tariffs. Travel and consumer goods sectors also saw encouraging gains, with corporate travel and Breville standing out. The pause did bring some mixed blessings, though. Defensive stocks like Woolworths and Kohl's struggled against this backdrop. Interestingly, our pharmaceutical stocks got a shot in the arm, courtesy of a Trump executive order on drug prices. All Australian dollars are stronger now, climbing to 64.6 US cents. In another promising development, Australian financial advisors are increasingly embracing artificial intelligence, or AI. A recent survey reveals that 82% of Australian advice businesses are already using or planning to implement AI within a year. While challenges associated with data privacy and AI accuracy persist, the consensus among industry players is that AI will make financial advice more accessible. This trend mirrors the enthusiasm among our neighbors in New Zealand. On the topic of investments, despite market volatility, our superannuation funds have displayed great resilience. Advisors like Kirby Rappel, Executive Director of Super Ratings, remind us to practice patience, emphasizing the importance of long-term investment strategies. The returns are approaching 6% for the financial year, offering security even amidst the uncertain global economy. Lastly, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, fondly called ASIC, is taking legal action against Macquarie Securities over allegations of misleading conduct in short sales reporting. This underscores the ongoing regulatory focus on robust market compliance and sends a clear message to all market participants. Diligence and accuracy matter. That wraps up our news day. Check in with us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more news and insights about the Aussie financial sector. This is Paige Estrotori, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online. Don't forget to join us again tomorrow. Stay informed, stay invested.